Hey there, stranger. You look nervous. You shouldn't be. Madam always brings the clients this way to me. How's the chair? Comfy? Excellent. Now, what was it this time, love? Does it feel nice when I caress your shoulders like this? You know, you can give yourself a little touch if you'd like. After all, your pleasure is the only thing I want to encourage. Oh, which reminds me, back to my question. So what was it? Let me guess. Long day at work, perhaps? Constant demands for your time and attention from family? Lack of food? Lack of sleep? Or is it just plain people? I get that completely. Well, no worries, honey. We're going to forget all about that right now, and you're just going to sit here and relax. I demand it, in fact. So, are you excited to be here? Such a house we have here, where every desire has its home. Our ladies are the best. I've not a single doubt. Speaking of ladies, I wonder which it is that you've come to visit. Is it our resident princess, Miss Pride? Oof, darling, she is rather the little wildfire. It would take quite the man to tame her. The stubborn brat will not go willingly, that's for sure, but ooh, what a lovely prize she'd make. Her cheeks red with blush, her chin ever so upturned with defiance, the flashing prideful heat in her eyes. I bet you could get her to submit. Or are you not looking to conquer this day? Or are you feeling perhaps a little lazier? Don't misunderstand me, handsome. I said lazier, not any less hungry. But maybe sloth is more your speed this fine evening. All that sexual energy and prowess just stretched into a casual, slow but rousing payoff. Some even say she seems almost uninterested at times, but I assure you that's never the case. Just like I can see you aren't uninterested in the idea of a visit to her room. That's right. Keep stroking that lovely cock. Our little lazy bedbum is just a simple girl. She knows why you're there. Knows what you want. She's totally DTF herself. But she just isn't into all the bells and whistles. And that one, she is about the easy road. And I mean, come on. What man doesn't like a gamer girl? Am I right? Oh. Yeah, that's totally her thing. A lazy, sloppy sex romp between gaming and pizza. Even I have to admit, it sounds heavenly. How about something a little rougher? Is that what you want? Ooh, you naughty man. I can just see you practically melting to let some hardcore, ball-breaking sort of lady put you in your place. Shh, don't tell me. Just keep tugging that dick. Babe, you look so dirty and sexy when you do it. What if that happens to be your thing? We have a girl for that, and her name is Rath. Ooh, that carnal electricity that sparks from her every word and touch. And ooh, it's enough to give anyone in her direct vicinity pause. She's no plaything. Oh no. And her fuse is short. Best to do as she says and remember to thank her for it. Quite the man-eater. It's hard to really put that into words. I know that men slink into her lair, get quite the tongue-lashing and rough-loving, but damned if they don't walk out with the most attractful, shameful grins. Fuck. Look at you. You're getting so hard, darling. I can see your shaft starting to throb and twitch. It looks so good. I'd love to run my tongue on those veins. I love when you get so turned on, when you give in. Play can wait. You and I have business to attend to. Ooh, no, couldn't be. You're here for our eager Mademoiselle Gluttony. Are you? Such a girl. A bottomless well of need. Isn't that just what we need sometimes? To be drained of everything we have? To give and then some. Well, she's definitely the woman for that. I've heard men leave whispering to themselves, just wishing they only had more to give. And at the moment, you look like you have plenty to give. In any event, whatever you have to give, she'll take it all. And I do mean all. Ugh, and it will get messy, sweetheart. Much like the mess you'll make for me soon. Yes. Fuck, how I need it. I need you to give it to me. Speaking of need, I nearly forgot about sweet envy. We absolutely cannot forget about her, can we? She would be terribly heartbroken. You know her, always desperate for attention. God, the longing that consumes her. Her compulsion to worship, to be needed, to wrap herself around you completely. Nobody begs quite like her. It gives me the white fire-like chills just thinking about it. And oh, she will beg for it. For every little allowance you'll give her. So delicious. Her wanton cries of ecstasy. The little jealous beast will get under your skin and the best way possible. Ooh, yes, I feel so good. You're so good at this, handsome. Fuck, doesn't it feel good? I feel drunk with your lust. Stroke it harder. Think of all the fun you're gonna have. This is just the first room, my darling. Yeah, just like that. Oh, milk that cock. Although, envy is a treat. She's not to be confused with greed, although one could say that the two could practically be sisters. However, where envy needs you and will beg for it ever so sweetly, greed, she will demand it, and selfishly so. If you're vigilant, she'll leave you high and dry once she's had her fill. That said, she can go and go. That hunger, her veracity, such a sexy thing to play witness to, which I'm not too proud to say I have from time to time, or two. I don't want to discourage you in any way, but her desires dominate her, and she often needs to be pushed to her limits, stretched thin and filled to overflowing, if you get my drift, stud. Very few ever truly satisfy her. In fact, Madam usually has to drag the men out for the sake of their own vitality. It's true. But I have no doubt whoever you pick is going to be the one hell of a time, darling. I know without a doubt you've come to the right place and all your desires are going to be sated. The question is, are you ready to choose? Could you limit yourself to just one of the girls? Temptation is a dangerous thing, mister. I'm not sure how you could either, but I can see the cogs turning. I can see that you have ideas, at the very least, so we better get you on your way. And by on your way, I mean finish stroking that cock till it spurts all over us, yes? Oh no, I didn't forget it all, honey. How could I? Can't you feel it coursing through your veins? Oh, I feel it too. It's part of both of us, and it's time to let it out. Fuck, so delicious. I knew the moment that you walked in, you were ready to start this little adventure with a bang. Oh, yeah. Stroke it faster, you hungry boy, like you mean it. Feed your lust, get that quick cum out of the way so you can really enjoy yourself. Are you excited to see the rest of the house? A voracious man like you, I'm sure you've got plans to at least take a peek in every room, huh? I bet so. I've no doubt. Oh, I do so love your hunger. I can feel it in every nerve ending, love. It's setting me on fire. Keep going. Let it wash over you. Let it devour you whole. I need your lust unleashed. Let it drown us. Give in. It's so sweet. Just do it. Oh, you know, Madam is right outside the door right now, listening to us. Poor dame. But such a little voyeur. Not that she's the only one. It gets her off on hearing the patrons pleasured. Such a sweet but naughty woman. That's come real good. Let's just let go and come so she hears. That's it, almost there. So fucking close, I can feel it right there on the edge. So fucking glorious and hot and fuck. Tighten your grip. Yes, let's come. Come for me. Give in. Come. Do it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a good way to kick things off. You're going places, Tiger. I look forward to seeing you progress through the ladies. I mean, rooms. Thanks for stopping in. I ever enjoyed your company, handsome. Don't be afraid to visit me again. I know after the first time some might consider me old news. But I swear I'm not. Some say that after lust gets her hands on you, you just can't stop. Have fun.